From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. President Bush has announced his nomination to head the National Endowment for the Arts. Michael Hammond is a composer and a conductor. If he's confirmed by the Senate, he'll take over an agency that is finally starting to recover from years of criticism for funding controversial artists. From Washington, Alex Van Oss has this report.
Michael Hammond is dean of the Shepherd School of Music at Rice University. He was hired for the job 15 years ago by its then-president, George Rupp.
He is one of the most wide-ranging intellectuals and artists that I have ever met. He commands an amazing breadth of artistic, humanistic, and scientific learning, from the Greek and Latin classics to physiology and theology to the arts, and especially music, which he studied not only in this country but also in India.
In addition to music, Hammond studied philosophy at Delhi University and neuroscience at Oxford in England. George Rupp, who is now president of Columbia University, says Hammond is an adept administrator. His experience at Rice, at the State University of New York, and also at the Prague Mozart Academy will help Hammond lead the NEA.
I think he will be able to move the NEA back into its central preoccupation with the quality of artistic expression. He will fiercely resist trying to impose other criteria of any kind on what the NEA supports.
Under former NEA Secretary Bill Ivey, the endowment has managed to improve its status in the eyes of Congress, which in decades past objected to funding of controversial groups and individual artists. Roberto Bedoya is a Washington-based cultural advocate. The NEA, he says, has steered away from controversy by focusing on arts appreciation and public involvement in the arts. That's fine, he says, but don't forget the creative experimenter.
I think a challenge that lies ahead is basically to return to the question of how to support individual artists and to support the creation of new works. Artists work in the studios. Often the work that they're doing may be involved with sort of formal inquiry, and that agency, I believe, needs to support that kind of artistic production.
NEA nominee Michael Hammond is currently unavailable for comment, but in a statement last night he said that the arts can help heal our country and be a source of pride and comfort. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.